Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in.
Joining us now is the Packer Hall of Famer. You hear him weekdays, 9 to noon across these various stations on Wilde and Tausch. Joining Kyle Bruss-Norman live from the shadow of Lambeau Field. What's up, Tauschy?
What up, boys?
Oh, you know, just talking about the first day of training camp and Goody and Jordan Love. And Kyle thinks this is like a missed homework assignment by Brian Gutekunst. He's frustrated. Brad thinks it's embarrassing. Is it true to say that all those can be true and the panic button does need to be pressed?
No, I mean, I understand the, you know, you've had 3 months. I think since May, the window was open for Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball to work something out. And I can understand why Brad and Kyle are frustrated, because you don't want your starting quarterback missing snaps. Again, I'm surprised that Jordan Love is not practicing. I give him a lot of credit from a business standpoint. This is the right move business-wise. But it just, from a team standpoint, I think Goody said it this morning in his press conference. Matt LaFleur said it. You want your guy out there. And it's just different from a practice standpoint when you have your starter and your leader out there playing and when you don't. So it's not time to panic. It's not at that point. But I can certainly understand why Packer fans would be frustrated that this deal has not gotten done when it seems like things are lined up and it's close. You don't want to miss a ton of practice opportunities, especially Jordan Love, for as good as he played. He's still young. He still has things that he's, he needs to work on. And from a team standpoint, you need to have your leader out on the field. And that's, I'm sure, what Jordan's team is looking at, saying, if we want to get done what we want to get done financially, this is going to be the only way to do it. And that's kind of the interesting back and forth that we're going to see until this thing gets settled.
Yeah, Tausch, I mean, you said it, and I can't fathom the fact that, last year Love was an unproven commodity, and he was kind of the QB1 by default, but this year he's leader of your team, he's the face of your franchise, and he's not out there practicing with pads and helmets on. It's unfathomable to me when they had that long to get it done. But if it's not panic button today, how long until you start panicking, Tausch?
I think if it's middle of August. I don't think, and obviously every day that goes by is missed opportunities, but if you have a couple of weeks and, Jordan,
Kyle,
not like
wait
Jordan.
A minute, middle of August.
I'm sorry
to interrupt you. It is, today's July 22nd. Middle of August is the 15th. That's 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm just not going to panic about, I don't think, first off, it doesn't, from this perspective, if he is going to be ready to go with a couple of weeks before the Philadelphia Eagles, let's say he twisted his ankle and he's got to miss 2 or 3 weeks, are you panicking?
I mean, I would be nervous.
He's
going
to be back for the Eagles game. Exactly. And so you can look at it from a couple different perspectives. There is going to be some missed opportunities, but if he is going to be healthy and he is ready to play with a couple weeks preparation, I'm not going to panic. That's why I said middle of August. The odds are, it seems as if things are trending in the right way. Goody this morning saying all the right things. I still think this week it's going to get done. I thought it would be done today. It's not. Now the next deadline is tomorrow and then the next day. But let's not panic and get crazy here. Jordan Love has proven he's the guy. The Packers know that. They're going to pay him that way. And if it does take a little bit longer, it's going to be frustrating. And the biggest thing is, it takes away a lot of the positive mojo and kind of the wins that we're taking. This team is the positivity and everything else. This is going to be your storyline until it's done, and that does weigh on a locker room. But if things get settled and you're ready to go in a week, in 2 weeks, and Jordan Love has a month or 3 weeks to get ready for the Eagles down in Brazil, this will all just be – something that we all will talk about and we'll move on, and that's just kind of how the NFL business works.
Kyle, so with that, you're basically saying that you believe Jordan Love is ready to go in a sense of that 1 year you saw enough where he could miss 3 weeks' worth of practice, where Josh Myers is not snapping the ball to him, he's snapping it to Sean Clifford, where Zach Tom is looking to his left protecting the right side of the offensive line for Sean Clifford and a Michael Pratt. You feel good. Like, you as a player, if you had Brett Favre out for 3 weeks during training camp and it was a healthy scratch, you would feel good about that?
If I knew that Brett Favre was going to have a couple of weeks to practice and get ready before our home opener, absolutely, I'd feel fine about that. Yep.
Talking with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Tauscher, you were about 18 minutes away from 3 o'clock, which is the shareholders meeting. Our very own Kyle Wallace will be boots on the ground inside the shareholders meeting. If Kyle gets called upon to ask a question to Mark Murphy, what should Kyle ask him?
That's a good question. You should ask him, do you feel like you should have to retire?
Makes you want to ask him that? He's not running for the President of the United States.
If the President of the United States can be 80 years old, why does the President of the Packers have to retire at 70?
Question. I'm going to switch it up. That's the exact way I'm going to ask that question.
No, said you were going to ask, how is this not done? What are you, Goody and Russ,
you know what? Because he's going to give me some.
No. You asked Mark Murphy something direct. We got 5 years, 260. We're just trying to figure out the back end. You might figure out the contract details.
We may, or he could end up being extended here.
No reaction. Okay.
I didn't know you were asking me a question.
I didn't know this was a Q&A. You know, typically old T grabs it by the horns, but Brad's got you, Tausch.
I do have a question. So Tausch, okay. I mean, this is one of the days of all the days throughout the calendar year where I miss being a player. Now, punting in a training camp is very different from being an lineman during a training camp, but just brings back all the feels and all the traditions. And one of the traditions I love most about the Green Bay Packers is the American Family Insurance Dream Drive, where the players ride the kids' bicycles. I just think that's so cool. Jacksonville and Carolina tried to establish something like that, where basically the kids wore our helmet and shoulder pads as they walked us in. It was just a feeble attempt at replicating something like the Green Bay Packers Dream Drive. So do you have a specific memory or story of riding a kid's bike or something like that? Take me, who never got to do the Dream Drive as a Green Bay Packer. What was that like? Is there a certain story or memory from all your years as a Packer doing that that stands out in your brain?
Well, I mean, it is a great tradition, and I think, you know, the fact that it goes all the way back to the 60s and the Lombardi era, and, there are a couple of fun stories we had. You know, one of the things is you walk out from the locker room, and you don't know if you have a bike. Like, there were times I'd say, yeah, this bike, and you could see, well, I have Donald Driver, or this guy, yeah, Greg Jennings is my guy, or whatever it is, and you kind of, you know, almost start feeling like, oh, maybe nobody wants me to ride the bike. And then you get a bike, and it's too small, and you're like, do I carry the bike and do this? And one of my favorite stories was there was a different old lineman that was riding a bike down. It was too small. Like, most of the little dirt bikes are going to be too small for linemen. And he actually snapped the axle on the bike. And, yeah, the bike broke. And then
was he a little bit over what he needed to be?
Well, he's a lineman. I mean, he was you know, a big dude, and it's a small bike. Big dude, small bike, bad axle. Boom. I mean, that's just kind of how gravity and, you know, small bikes work. So the bike, the axle gets snapped, and 2 or 3 days later, the kid brings him an invoice for getting his bike fixed. So I think that's probably my favorite story. But it just was always cool in the fact that you'd get a chance to have a conversation. You know, you're going down to practice, and, you know, it's the middle of August, or the, you know, you can kind of, it's a nice little break. Kind of, you get to talk to different kids about what their summer's like, and then you give them a pair of gloves or you throw them a Gatorade. And you realize that it's making somebody's day. And I think that's the cool part. When we had our friends from American Family on this morning and the community-based part of it, that it's a big deal. I think the Packer fans and everybody looks at this as one of the coolest traditions in our sport. And it really, I think, gets a lot of kids excited about football. And so I love the whole concept of what they're doing.
Taos, big news over the weekend that we didn't expect, at least I didn't expect, was Kenny Clark signing that contract extension. With that contract extension, do you think that means that they expect big things from Kenny Clark in this new 4-3 defense under Jeff Hafley?
No doubt about it. You just keep hearing everything Brian Gutekunst says, and if you watch and read the tea leaves, it's going to be really difficult for a veteran player to get a third contract. And he even said that today in his press conference, and that just shows you how much they value Kenny Clark. And part of it, Kenny Clark's still a young guy. Usually when you're getting your third contract, you're going to be in your low 30s, and that's not the case with Kenny. So Kenny, you give him credit, he got into the league as a very young guy. He's obviously been very productive, and I think, when he joined us on Thursday, you could just hear the excitement in his voice about what Jeff Hafley's defense is going to allow him to do. It's no longer, staying in at nose and taking on a center and a guard and not letting him get up to the linebacker. It's getting up the field and trying to make plays in the backfield. And that's what all defensive linemen want to do. They want to make plays, tackles for losses, and sacks, and that is what it feels like. And, again, we'll have to see it, but that's what it feels like, what Jeff Hafley is going to ask of his guys, and I think Kenny Clark's obviously excited about that, and the Packers still feel like Kenny's got a lot of good football left because of the extension they gave him in a spot where I don't think you're going to see a lot of Packer veterans get that third deal. Kenny Clark was one of those guys that did.
Yeah, and it did help that he was young when they did draft him. And Taushi, quickly before we let you go, right, obviously the conversation around the quarterback position and Jordan Love, but in training camp here, what group are you most excited to hear develop and hear news come out of?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm going to always be an O-lineman. I mean, that's just where I live and what I'm interested in. And, the Zach Tom being not put on the pup list was very interesting. And then what are you going to do with your first-round pick? How are you going to find a spot for him? Elgton Jenkins playing some center. There's just a lot of intrigue at a position that I think, Jordan got a lot of credit for being really good in the second half, and deservedly so. He played really good football. But I've said the entire time, if you look back September and October, and especially I just think of that Lions game and the Vikings game at Lambeau, the defensive lines for those teams ate the Packers' offensive linemen's lunch. They were in the backfield. And it's not a coincidence that Jordan Love's development, the offensive line, Elgton Jenkins got healthy, Zach Tom got healthy, that O-line played a lot better, and that allowed Jordan to start developing at a better rate. So that position, that group is always intriguing to me, just for a lot of reasons. And this year I think it's going to be really interesting, especially with the first-round pick, we're figuring out where they're going to play him.
Well, Old T, we appreciate the time with you. Do you got any dad jokes for Brad and I to help tell people about Pella Windows and Doors?
Got Wildy has been so good jumping in with that. So what Brad, I know Brad does a lot of the Pella reads. I think that's Benny Brush should be doing it. Something about why it is, I can't remember. It's about a pterodactyl going to the bathroom. But I don't remember the punchline, so it's not going to be a great dad joke.
Well, the punchline sticks, but the deal is always great, Taush. Isn't that right?
Shade and Bake. That's all. The deal is always fantastic. And I always remember Shade and Bake, Brad.
Shade and Bake. Thanks, Taush.
See you guys.
Gina Della from Pella and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin are phenomenal. Believe it or not, Gina referenced Brad and myself as her two favorites. That is a
no
huge,
surprise.
Huge believe it or not, but it's a believe. From me, running around the showroom, being so excited, looking at all the product offerings, and then asking, hey, can you do it for this house that I'm at? Because this house that I'm at is like 18 million years old, and it doesn't matter the style of the house, brand new, old, remodel, they can make it happen for you.
It's amazing how much they can personalize it for your house. And Ben and I went to the showroom. You should go check out the showroom because you'll be amazed taste, at the innovation and the product. You just start to visualize it in your home, in your room, and you say, oh my goodness, it could look like this. It would be unbelievable. I started to see it. Ben started to see it too.
Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. It's a no-brainer. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Certain restrictions do apply. It ends at the end of the month. Hopefully we have Jordan signed before that. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Kyle left us frantically. He wants to make it in at 3 o'clock for the shareholders meetings. What will Mark Murphy say? Wrong answers only. 800-990-3776. It was a complicated fella 2 years ago. It was, we'll know if Jordan loves the guy by 8 games. He's going to go out with a bang, folks. Mark Murphy's last shareholders meeting. Kyle Wallace, boots on the ground. All next here, Kyle Bruss and Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.